And as we begin this week's edition of the broadcast from Feed My Sheep Ministries of Fresno, a very familiar scenario, Bruce Hood with the phone next to his ear. I think Bob Henry, chairman of the board of Feed My Sheep Ministries, when is he going to have that surgically attached?
I don't know. I marvel at this gentleman, how I look back years ago, how he had a pager, he had a cell phone, and he had the phone when he was our chaplain at the rescue mission, and he'd have both phones on hold and getting a number off his pager. I marvel at what this man does day in and day out. He's certainly anointed by the Lord.
You mentioned the rescue mission. You've been at the mission like forever, haven't you?
I guess coming up 49 or 50 years pretty soon.
Wow.
I'll learn the ins and outs of it one day maybe.
You're going to hang around until you get it right.
Hopefully so, as long as they put up with me and I can be used by the Lord.
So we've talked about the story. Don't worry, Bruce Hood. We'll get to you eventually on today's program.
Yeah. I'm not worried.
You know, he's not worried. Okay, that's good. That's good. So you were there some years ago when Bruce Hood came through the door. Do you remember your first sight or impression of him?
Well, kind of. But again, I look back at not only Brother Hood, but not here with our meeting with Feed My Sheep Ministries this morning, but another gentleman named Leonard Adams that saw him come to Christ and grow in grace and truth, just like this fine man, Reverend Hood. Again, for those out there in the listening audience, nothing is too difficult for our precious Lord Jesus Christ. He wants all to come to repentance and to confess Him as Lord and Savior. And when you see this Reverend Hood and all that he's doing here in the city of Fresno, again, he's just God's hands and feet doing the work of the Lord.
The reason we have Bob Henry and others that I'm going to be speaking with in just a moment is as Bob mentioned, we just got done with a board meeting for Feed My Sheep Ministries. It's early, early Wednesday morning. We're downtown Fresno. We're at Denny's. Yeah, Denny's downtown. This is the hot spot. This is where the board meetings usually happen. And, why not talk to some of the board members like Elaine Mitchell? Hi, Elaine.
Good morning, Ken.
So how long have you been involved with Feed My Sheep?
It has been at least 14 or 15 years.
How did you get connected with the ministry in the first place?
When I lived in Dakota Woods, which is now Carmel Crest, and that is where I met Pastor Hood, and I've been involved ever since.
Dakota Woods, Bruce, isn't that where you had your first service, where like 3.5 people showed up the first Sunday?
Well, not quite. I think that was another apartment we was in. Dakota Woods is where we had we would actually go in and take food in and give out food, sacks of food, groceries, and we would have Bible studies right there on the premises. They allowed us to use, that's where we first started apartment ministry. And that was the launching pad for the apartment ministry at Dakota Woods, right there on Dakota and Hughes. And that was probably 15 years ago. We would go in and we would have service there. They would allow us to use an empty apartment. And then they gave us the use of the whole facility there. We would have a baptismal services there in the swimming pool. I can't count the amount of people that were baptized there in that swimming pool. And the people that have grown out of that ministry there and become great leaders in Christianity today.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
So, Elaine, your story was you were a resident of Dakota Woods, and when Feed My Sheep showed up?
I was a resident, but I was also a speaker. I was very involved, and it allowed other people to come and ask me when the distribution would be and to witness to them as well.
So you've always had that leadership mantle.
I think I discovered it then and been developing it ever since. And then I would also feed in other apartments when we would branch out from there. So people would enjoy us feeding them a hot meal and just the different things to lead them to the Lord and give them something to think about.
Since we've never had you on the broadcast before, at least from what I remember, what's your maybe 25-word synopsis overview of Feed My Sheep Ministries?
I have been on the broadcast before and amazed.
See, I'm wrong again.
That's okay. One of my members, I'm a member of Mount Olive, recognized my voice. But overall, I would just say we've grown. The ministry has grown. I've seen a lot of growth. We've seen a lot of people come and go. But it has just been a blessing to see the Lord work in it and to continue to have His blessing on this ministry. And I'm glad to be a part of it.
Great. How long have you been a board member?
Maybe 7-8 years. I'm not sure the exact number of years. Yes.
You brought a guest with you this morning. Would you like to introduce the young lady to your right?
Yes, it's my youngest daughter, Aaliyah Mitchell, and she's acting bashful, which she's not.
She's going to start high school.
Monday, Edison High School.
Aaliyah, you want to hear your voice on the radio? No, if you shake, we can't hear your head shaking. Say hi.
Hi.
Anything else you want to tell the public? Because this is on the World Wide Web, too. So if you've got somebody in Lithuania you want to connect with, communicate with, here's your chance. You looking forward to high school?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you a little bit scared about it?
Yeah.
When you get out of school, what do you want to do with yourself?
Maybe play volleyball or run track for college.
Maybe Olympics?
Possibly.
Maybe we'll be seeing you on the stand with the medal one of these days.
Yeah.
Thanks for talking for us.
You're welcome.
So Bob Henry, chairman of the board, the guy who kind of keeps Bruce Hood straight at times. It's not much of a struggle to keep him straight, but what's the state of the ministry these days?
Well, it's hard to keep up with this Reverend Hood because that man is like the Energizer Bunny. He just goes and goes and goes and goes. And those out there, again, in the listening audience, bathe this man of God in prayer that he can continue doing the things that he does day in and day out. As you were talking to Elaine, it made me think about another gentleman that came through the rescue mission, Dwayne Stewart, that now on Feed My Sheep Ministry and helps out at La Margarita Apartments, talking about the apartment ministry. But again, just how Reverend Hood was sharing this morning, 26 men right now on the recovery program that we have there at Feed My Sheep Ministry. And again, it's so neat the way God brings men that have talents, but the enemy got them sidetracked into substance abuse or alcohol. But again, God doesn't desert us, so He's bringing them back to be the men that He created them to be.
I've got this weird theory. I don't have chapter and verse to back it up, but my observation has been when somebody's out in the world and acting crazy, the method in which they act crazy is actually they're demonstrating the gift that God wired them for. They're just going at it the wrong way, completely contrary to the purposes of God. But, you know, let's take Bruce Hood as an example. What was he known for? Running the streets and being wild. What's he known for now? Being wild for God, running in the streets.
true enough. But again, this time, in fact, going back to that, Ken, when the Lord finally got a hold of him, and then he got kind of back out on the street, and the guy had come running to him thinking they were going to get a score. And he said, "Come here, I want to tell you about Jesus." And they turned around and run the other way. But again, even today, people on the street, just like he shared a moment ago, a gentleman came to him and said, I heard about you. I needed to talk to you. Well, that's, again, the grace of God that takes these people, whether it's a moment of sobriety or however the Lord worked in that person's mind, but did bring them to Reverend Hood. And again, the compassion that Brother Hood has for the human mankind is just phenomenal. And I want to put a plug in for our thrift store and also for inner city outreach, those that may need some banners, some posters, some t-shirts for an event or something, give us a call at Feed My Sheep Ministry.
You can start with a phone call to Reverend Bruce Hood in the 559 area code 978-5469, 978-5469. Hey, while I'm thinking of it, pray for Bob Henry. We'd mentioned he coming up on a half century at the Fresno Rescue Mission. You serve as the assistant chaplain there, and I bet you've seen thousands of amazing stories, haven't you?
Oh, praise God, yes. You know, that's why I love being at the Rescue Mission. You see the hand of God at work. I get frustrated sometimes that people profess to be believers in the Lord and say, oh, you go over there like it's something horrible. Well, that's where Jesus is at. Just like Feed My Sheep Ministry, you see the compassion and the caring, and the world can't understand that.
You're more at home amongst the downtrodden and the down and outers, aren't you?
That's where Jesus went, so why shouldn't we follow our precious Lord and be doing the same thing, going the highways and the byways? People aren't in, per se, churches. They're out there in the world hurting, and we need to go to the people that are hurting and show them that the Lord really does care about them.
Amen. That'll preach.
Well, that's what it's all about. The Lord said, go and tell the good news. So just like Elaine and Brother Bruce and others, in fact, like he commented about the church over there at Lemon and Plumas, got to confess, when I first saw that building, I told Brother Bruce, let's stay away from this. This is too much. There's no hope here. And boy, was I ever wrong, and I'll admit it. Look at what it's done today. The little sanctuary is packed on Sunday. Praise God.
Feed My Sheep, House of Deliverance at Lemon and Plumas in West Fresno. You said, let's stay away from it. Bruce was actually more demonstrative in his response. He thought they should have borrowed a missile from Iraq and put the thing out of its misery and just demolished it.
Well, in fact, when I was blessed enough by Reverend Hood to be one of the speakers there on the kind of inaugural Sunday that we had, and like I told the folks that were there that day, even the rats wouldn't come and live in that building, but what a transformation the Lord did with it.
There you go. Now it's full of saints, not rats.
Amen to that. And like he said, with the food distribution to people in the neighborhood, now that we've been there a few years and people see that we're there and we mean business for the Lord, praise be to God, he's bringing people into the church, and they're getting grounded in the Word and getting away from things of the world. And so it's, again, a beautiful work to be involved in, that people helping people, that's what it's about. Because it's kind of, again, neat today when you try to put an arm around somebody and help them right away. What's your motive? What do you want? You say, we don't want anything except to you come to saving knowledge of the Lord, where you're bound for glory in heaven like we are. And it's hard for the world to understand that love.
Well, Bruce Hood, we're about halfway through this week's program. Do you want to be on and talk about anything this week? If so, may I suggest you play musical chairs with Bob Henry, switch places so I don't have to be reaching across the table to be able to hear you here? They're moving, they're changing positions. Aaliyah, tell us what's going on here. I put the poor girl on the spot.
You know, I'm so glad that Bob and Elaine is here to share these things, what they've seen over the years. Because, you know, it's hard for me to toot my own horn, you know, and sometimes I'm reluctant to say things because I don't want to be like I'm bragging or look at me and look at all the, you know, what we're doing. But, you know, the ministry has come a long way. And when I think about when we was out there at Dakota Woods, and you know, and not really realizing. See, you know, one thing I've learned, none of us can see what God has up in the future. But, you know, I've learned that we can trust him. You know, Jeremiah 29 says, I know the plans that I have for you. Mm-hmm. And God has a good plan for his people. And I've experienced that. And I've seen it put into action in my life. And where God has brought us from. And definitely, definitely for sure, that Dakota Woods, a foundation of apartment ministry, was something that God was about to do, and about to do it big time, and he has. And I can remember back to Elaine, when we was out at Dakota Woods, the Fountain View Apartments down the street heard about us, and they offered us to come there. And we was there, ministering there, for probably 3 or 4 years, doing the same thing at Dakota Woods. Large set of apartments. And then there were several other apartments that we went into. And just God would just open up doors everywhere in apartment ministry. And still today, that kind of thing is still happening. With Villa Margarita, which has transpired to be one of the greatest apartment ministries that's in the city of Fresno. With Brother Dwayne out there working with those kids with bicycle repair, and then with those families out there and doing, you know, he lives there on premises. And so it's really turned into a great, great ministry. And then some of the other things that we are doing in apartments as far as feeding people is just great. And so, you know, I look back and see what God started, and God started something great.
Despise not small beginnings.
Despise not small beginnings. They've turned out to be a great, great ending.
You mentioned feeding and food distribution, and because you and I have wildly different schedules, and if we're fortunate, we can catch up and meet for each other for 40 minutes every week to record the program. But there's certain elements of the ministry that I'm not aware of at times, and you had mentioned it during the board meeting this morning. Going back last year, you had a car show at the Food Mac Center, and the purpose was it for whatever funds were raised was you had your eye on a warehouse in West Fresno for food distribution. Turned out that things were not what they seemed, and maybe there was a fast one being pulled, and fortunately, you didn't get into that warehouse. But the interesting thing was the idea of food distributing was there, and instead of it being a centralized warehouse, now you mentioned that, I didn't know this, you do distribute food at the church at Lemon and Plumas in West Fresno every Friday, where hundreds of people show up, but you also take it out to neighborhoods, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it started, Ken, with the bike run and car show that we had to raise funds for that warehouse. We didn't end up getting the building because of situations with the city of Fresno. But what we did is the money that was raised, we just put it in the bank account and left it there, and not knowing that God had a different plan. Well, we didn't get the warehouse, but from that event, there's so many people heard about us, and we got directed to several different men here in Fresno area that have warehouses full of food at most of the time during the week. And it was willing for us to come and get those food items out of there and take them and distribute them out to the community. And so what's transpired from that, every Friday we have a huge food distribution at our church. There's probably at least 125, 150 people that show up. Now, Ken, this is what's amazing about this food giveaway. We have that food giveaway at 6 o'clock every Friday evening. At 11 o'clock in the afternoon, there's people that are lining up with a chair. They have a fold-out chair and a little umbrella in the hot sun and sitting out there beside the fence at 11 o'clock in the afternoon.
Seven hours before the distribution?
Seven hours before. And they wouldn't, I mean, when we seen it, we said we had to do something about it. So what we did is we put our tents up out on the grass so they'd come and sit up under that tent, because they wasn't going to leave. They wasn't going to come at 4 o'clock. They wasn't going to come at 5. They was coming at 11 o'clock.
Wow.
And they would sit right there until that food got there. And I told the people in our congregation, when you see people go through these extremes, there's definitely a need there. There is definitely a need.
Right.
Nobody's going to come and sit there for 7 hours if they had food in their cupboards, if they had food in their refrigerator.
When I think of people lining up like that for extended periods of time, it's somebody waiting in line to buy tickets to see the Rolling Stones at the Save Mart Center, or the day after Thanksgiving where people are camped out to get the best deals on the electronic equipment. No, something a little more basic than that. They need to eat.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And so, when we seen that, we knew that it was a great need, and we knew that we need to continue with what we're doing. Well, so God must have felt the same way because the food has increased, and we got so much food we couldn't give it all away at the church. So what we had to do is we had to get our trailers, our big car trailers, put big 6 feet side racks up on them, and start taking the food out in the community. And now we're taking out to three different locations in the community. And so that 125 people has risen up to over 300 people per week, every Friday. And then sometimes on Saturday also. Usually on Saturday we out delivering food. So we had to get together two big trailers. We got another little pickup right now, what we doing some repairs on. And that'll be pulling one trailer, and then we got other vehicles to pull the other trailers. But man, I tell you, it's just grown. And it's so many people benefiting right now from that little car show and bike run that we had for a food warehouse. See, and we none of us could see all of this at that time. You know, and that's why it's always good to, when God lays something on our heart, it's always good to go ahead and act in obedience and do what God is asking, because we don't know, follow through, because we don't know exactly what God is doing. But God always has a great picture and something good through our lives for other people's lives. And that's what excites me, because I'm excited when I see all them people coming up to them trailers and taking home them bags of groceries. Little kids come up and they peeling bananas and eating them as they walking away and dropping food out of their bags and happy and, just, man, I mean, it's just wonderful to see that. So I get a big sense of great feeling out of that. Uh-huh. And it's grown into, like I said, grown to a great ministry.
Just start taking the steps in the direction you feel you're being led in, and see what happens. We better save some time. You got your prayer list there this week?
Well, I didn't get a prayer list this week.
Apparently nobody needs prayer this week, right?
Well, probably is. Probably people everywhere need prayer. So it's just some kind of way I dropped the ball on the prayer list this week.
Yeah, he dropped the ball. Bob Henry, Bruce is a real slacker. That's how he dropped the ball, right?
Well, he just got so many things on his mind. I mean, we're human beings, and maybe we kind of slip once in a while. But I know that there's a number of people that we pray about with cancer, some that are on dialysis, different ones. And praise God for those that the Lord has seen fit to touch them. That gives us encouragement knowing that our God is the healer. Another thing, along with prayer requests, I want to give a praise to you folks listening out there for your donations that you send in to Feed My Sheep Ministry, that we can be doing the work of the Lord. So we not only covet your gifts, but also that you would continue to pray for the workers, the little busy bees, as it were, with Feed My Sheep that are doing the Lord's work.
Amen. And speaking of prayer, you mentioned this last week. You brought it up, and I'm very thankful for that. I had my latest round of blood tests this past week and got the results. And good news, the treatment I've been dealing with for my cancer situation, the numbers are very good right now.
Okay, now, this is a good time to say praise be to God. Amen.
Amen.
Good opportunity and good time to give God the glory.
Praise God. Now it's almost like now I can say, okay, Jesus, what's the next chapter?
Well, we just keep praying and watch his hand move. You know, I do have a praise report, too, on an event, the National Night Out. And we had asked those listeners to pray that event goes well, because from that event, the March Against Methamphetamine would probably open up at that park and in that community. Well, it just all happened just like God planned it. The event went well. There was probably close to 1,000 people that showed up. Very well orchestrated. The police department, the captain over there was so excited. I'll be meeting with them today in about an hour from now. And it's not if we're going to have it, it's to work out the details when we have it.
Yeah, I understand you have a when now, don't you?
It's a when, yeah. So... thank you for all your prayers, and again, the event worked out very well. The people were impressed, and they want to move on with us to continue to have events over in that neighborhood in that Quigley Park. The next one is going to be scheduled the last Saturday, hopefully in October. After the Fresno Fair, we're going over in that neighborhood with a march and a parade to say no to methamphetamine, an all-day celebration there at Quigley Park, which will include a car show, a bike run, kid zone. I mean,
bike repair.
Yeah, bike repair, all of that. And so, and by the way, when we had the bike repair at National Night Out, the line was so long, the captain couldn't believe it. He made a comment that he thought that some of the people had pull bikes out of the canal to bring them to get repaired. The line was so long. But it was a great witness and testimony in that neighborhood of the love of God. So, Kim, we have our Manchester car show coming up, which is a sober stock. Again, dealing with drugs and those lifestyles. And that'll be coming up September the 29th. And that's an annual event. Past years, we've had up to 5,000 people that showed up. Really big, really huge, and a lot going on out there all day.
That's an event where Feed My Sheep plays a large part, but it is an event where literally dozens and dozens and dozens of ministries and organizations that can help people get out of destructive lifestyles are there on the premises with information.
Yes, it is, and it's great. And so many people have found help. So many people have been healed. So many programs have started up to help people from that event. So sometimes, you know, what we have to do is we just have to be bold about speaking up and get out and just let the world know there's nothing wrong with being drug-free. There's nothing wrong with saying no to methamphetamine. You know, and that's how you rear up a crowd of the same like-minded people.
Mm-hmm. Feed My Sheep Ministries is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry. They can use your donations of finances, material goods, household items, not only to put into the men's home and the women's shelter, but also to sell at the thrift store, which raises funds for the ministries. If you want to be involved in putting your hand to the plow, they can use your volunteer opportunities as well. Call Bruce Hood for all the information in the 559 area code 978-5469. 978-5469. Elaine, bless you. I'm sorry I forgot that you've been on the broadcast before.
It's okay. And blessings to you as well. And I want to thank you for this opportunity to speak again on the radio. And I want to lift up a lot of people when we were talking about prayer. Our pastors here locally and all worldwide can use the prayer. And we want to lift all those up that are doing ministry, and the workers and missionaries. So there's always a need for prayer, and for our president, those that are running, and those. We have a mayor here that is doing dynamic work, and we want to just lift her up and continue to keep her in prayer as well.
Princess Aaliyah, best of success and blessings in high school.
Thank you.
Bob Henry, I don't know if I want to put the mic in front of you. You start preaching.
No. Gonna go down to the mission now and do a little bit of that down there. But again, what a joy to have a listening audience that loves the Lord the way we love the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Bob Henry. Bruce Hood, closing thoughts?
Well, I like how Elaine ended praying for our mayor. You know, and the Bible tells us, it admonishes us to pray for those people in authority and those leaders, that we may live a quiet and peaceable life. And so we want to remind everyone to pray for our, as Elaine mentioned, our mayor, our chief of police, our school teachers. They need a lot of prayer.
Bruce Hood, 978-5469. And with that, we put the wraps on another edition of the broadcast from Feed My Sheep Ministries of Fresno.